Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Some of your texts: I used to work in a supermarket, and if a customer forgot something, I'd tell them to continue to unload the trolley, scan it off items for them to start packing, and run back and get it for them. I was faster because I knew where the item was and I didn't hold anybody up. Plus, I got to get off the checkout and move. People used to look for me on the checkout because I made it so easy for them, says that person. One more: I was behind a man packing four bags methodically. He then went into his back pocket for his wallet, took out his card and paid, all in a leisurely, unfussed way. I was spellbound. I usually end up with three or more items actually falling onto the ground. A personal nightmare. Don't you just hate those people who are doing that so leisurely and so calm? And anyway, maybe he touched wood. That's the beautiful segue of the next item, because new research shows that touching wood is not just for luck, it can also have a calming effect. Wood apparently beats stroking marble or steel and is akin to petting a cat or a dog. I'm joined now by Professor Cathy Willis from the Department of Biology at the University of Oxford, no less, and author of Good Nature, The New Science of How Nature Improves Our Health. Professor Cathy Willis, you're very welcome.
Hello, Cormac. It's nice to be here.
I'm absolutely amazed about this research. Is it true? How strong is the research that stroking or touching wood calms the mind and the body?
Well, it's an interesting... I've written this book over the last 5 years where I've been pulling together all the evidence for touch, sound, sight, smell. Mm-hmm. What does interacting with nature actually do to us? I'm slightly cynical to start off with, and I've completely changed my view on this, because there have been all these clinical experiments going on where people have basically sat in a lab and they've had, wearing a blindfold, touching these different materials and having physiological measurements like heart rate, brainwave activity, breathing rate, all measured while they're touching these different materials. They can't see the materials, and the materials are the same temperature. And sure enough, when they touched things like oak versus acrylic or metal, they had a lower blood pressure and they were much more physiologically calm. All these metrics showed them to be much calmer from stroking wood. And in a sense, it sort of comes back to this whole question about our relationship with nature. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised that actually when we touch wood, that it triggers the same sort of responses that you're going to get when you start petting an animal. And it showed that another set of experiments showed the same as when the feet touch wood as well. Mm-hmm. Again, you get this calming response, which is good for you.
Okay, so you say they couldn't, in your test, they couldn't see what they were touching. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're wearing blindfolds.
So that was my next question. I mean, is it a psychological association with wood that calms the mind, or is it actually the surface itself, that it's warmer, or what does it come down to, I wonder?
Well, I mean, I think it's a really interesting question. I don't think anyone actually knows. I mean, and actually many people have theories about, it goes back to our evolutionary backgrounds and our deep genes. And I don't think that, for me, when I was looking at the evidence for what health benefits do we get from interacting with wood, I don't really think that matters. All we need to know is actually if you have a wooden surface, and that's the one that sort of makes you calmer than the other type. And if you think about it, if you go into any shop that's selling furniture, or particularly kitchen furniture. A lot of these experiments were originally done by people who are doing sort of kitchen furniture. And once you start looking, you really notice people always stroke the wood.
Yeah.
They always stroke the surface. It's incredible.
Even if it's laminate.
Even if it's laminate, people go and touch it. The first thing you do is touch it.
Does it matter if it's laminate?
Well, it does actually. I mean, they showed one experiment done by a set of sort of cabinet makers, actually. This was done by a design school. Mm-hmm. Showed that the more natural the wood, the better the response. So yes, once you get these sort of, these mirrored finishes or laminate, you don't get the same level of response as if you do with natural wood.
I'm fascinated by this now, I must say. So obviously, if you did this test in a lab, presumably, obviously the environment doesn't matter. It's not that you're touching wood in the middle of a forest. Obviously, that would be calming.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just to be clear, these experiments, I pulled all the, what I was doing in this book, I synthesized all the experiments that have been done over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. very much picking up from the whole idea about forest bathing, the Japanese forest bathing, which you know, we know now from a lot of evidence that if you go and sit in these forests in Japan, you actually do have, you know, they now prescribe people to go and sit in the forests. And in a sense, I was trying to ask, can we get the same effects in our own homes, our own offices, our own schools, by interacting our senses with nature, sight, sound, smell, touch? And actually, at the end of this book, this 5 years of working on this, I think, yes, we can. There are small things we can do with all of these senses that make a huge difference to our anxiety levels, but also to other things going on in our bodies. We get these really clear markers changing, you know, reduction in stress hormones, for example, when you smell certain plants. I mean, we should all be diffusing these smells in our rooms, I think.
Yeah. You said something very interesting there. You used the word interacting with these.
Yeah.
So we know that being in green zones or being near blue zones has a calming effect.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Are you saying if you interact, if you touch or smell or engage in a certain way with wood or nature, that it accentuates the experience?
Yes, it does. And smell is a really interesting one. So when you smell a plant and take in that, you know, deep breath, you don't just breathe that smell out again. The compounds that make that smell pass across your lung membrane and into your blood. And in your blood, some of those compounds interact in the same way as taking a prescription drug. So lavender does make you more sleepy because it affects that biochemical pathway. Rosemary makes you more awake. And then there are other ones like the cypress. When you smell Japanese cypress, for some reason, they don't quite understand why, it elevates the natural killer cells in your blood. Now, natural killer cells, we all want those elevated because they attack cancers and virus cells. It's really about embracing nature rather than just think of nature as a sort of add-on pretty fluffy bunny type stuff, which we often end up with. Actually, being near and interacting with nature, I would argue, is almost as important, if not as important, as eating nature. And we keep being told to eat all these green plants, but actually what we should be doing is tending our house plants and building nature into our everyday lives.
Interact. Wow, it's fascinating. Do as Porrick does, who texts the programme. He says, I love walking barefoot on wooden floors. So there you go. I must say, Professor Cathy Willis from the University of Oxford, you are a fascinating person. Thank you very much indeed. 51551.